cool thing about it, of course, as Leo said, the CRTs were so deep and fat, and these plasmas, which by today's standards are pretty deep and fat too, but nothing like the CRTs. And so they, you know, they were like, wow, you could hang that on the wall like a painting.
Was yeah, really something. That was a big deal that they were flat. That was huge.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, I want to ask you guys about what you have in your homes that you watch TV on and listen to music on. Dick, Leo was thinking you might not even have a TV, but I think you do, right?
No. I had a Olivia. Remember Olivia?
I remember it well. I have one in a spare bedroom right now.
Yeah. They were the first to start driving the price of LCDs down with...
Yep.
They kind of do what Vizio does today.
Yes.
Is to give you a really decent TV for not a lot of bucks. And yep. So I moved from Olivia to Vizio, and I bought the smallest Vizio 4K that they make, which is a 43-inch, which in my living room is wall-to-wall.
Well, you live in New York, so...
I live in New York City. And I have the smallest Bose home theater system, and I only use that when I'm watching movies because I don't want to drive my neighbors crazy. So... I actually used the speakers in the Vizio 4K for the news and stuff like that. And stuff if I'm like watching a movie, then I switch to the Bose home theater system.
And that's a 5.1 probably?
Yes. I don't think it even is. I think it's, what was that before that? Was it 3.2?
Two channel or maybe three.
Yeah. 1.0, I think, is what it was. Right.
That was what we originally had. Yeah.
But I'm very happy with the Vizio.
How long ago did you get that Vizio?
I got it about 8 months ago.
Okay, so
I actually called Vizio, found the PR guy, and said, "Listen, for me, $550 is a lot of money. Can you just tell me?" Next Friday, you're not coming out with something newer.
Oh,
and he said, oh, I can tell you what. He said, your set will be brand new for at least 6 months.
There you go.
That was good enough for me.
This is a big problem that all of us face who are into technology, you know. Josh Windisch, one of the engineers there.
Oh, poor Josh. But don't, you know what, you got to understand, Josh hates everything he buys within minutes. Don't take this too personally. He's racked. He's racked with indecision. I've never met anybody who is more, you know, just baffled at how to choose one thing over the other. So go ahead and tell the story, because I know where you're going with this, because he's been bothering us with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Josh contacts me. He says, I'm ready to upgrade. I want to get a TV, a bigger TV, 4K, Ultra HD, high dynamic range if I can. I've got this much money to spend. So I looked around and I kind of knew what I was going to recommend to him. And I recommended the Samsung, it's called the JS8500. Flat, not curved. We can talk about flat and curved, but this one was flat, which I prefer. Getting very good reviews. And it was in his price range for a 55-inch, I think, a 50-inch or 55. So he said, great. Went out, got it. Everything was cool. Then 1 month later, just past the return window, Vizio comes out with its new P-Series, which is 4K, high dynamic range, for less money.
Oh my gosh.
I think not a few people actually got bit by that. Because I remember when, I mean, this was only about a month ago, when Vizio announced this, it was no one expected it, right?
It was upside the head, totally unexpected. I mean, everybody was expecting the new P-Series. They had done a P-Series previously, but it wasn't high dynamic range. It was 4K, but it wasn't high dynamic range. And so everyone was saying, oh, well, they're going to update that with high dynamic range. And we didn't hear anything. All of a sudden, bam,
And the price, right, was aggressive as heck.
Super aggressive. Yeah. The 50-inch is $1,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the 65-inch is $2,000.
And so, I think this is the TV that everybody really wants. So yeah. Josh is not alone. I'm sure a lot of people bought TVs just before this announcement and went, oh.
Yeah, yeah. And his, unfortunately, was just, you know, I said to him as soon as I posted that story, I contacted him and I said, are you still in the return window? You might
that
want to return.
That did not help, I might point out.
I'm sorry.
The thing to do with Josh is just reassure him daily, oh, you made the right choice. If you saw the agony he went through over the iPhone 6 or the 6 Plus, over the 38-millimeter versus the 42-millimeter Apple Watch, I mean, it is endless. Jelly donut or sprinkles. It is endless. He's the most, this poor guy, I feel so sorry for him because he's just racked with indecision. Oh. It really... And it's to his credit, he makes a decision once in a while.
And then usually it's
the always
right
the
one,
wrong
sure.
one. No, it's always the wrong one.
Wrong
yeah,
one.
It's
okay.
always the wrong
one.
No, I was at the brick house when he was lining, you know, he has birds and he was lining the cage and he was going, Dick, New York Times or LA Times?
Couldn't decide.
Which do I line this with?
Couldn't decide.
Oh, that poor guy. I have reassured him many times that, hey, The JS 8500 didn't change just because the Vizio came out. It's the same good TV.
And I told him, look, there's no content that the Vizio could take advantage of. There won't be content that it could take advantage of for some time. I mean, yes, there's supposedly 4K and UHD content, but it's unless you're really into the Smurfs 3, you probably...
Oh, no, is that out of
yes! Oh, my God!
Oh, no, I just bought the Blu-ray!
Yeah, exactly.
There really isn't a whole lot of content at
this point.
There's
not a whole lot, but it's growing, and there is some.